For many years, Justice Anthony Kennedy has been the swing vote in some of the most controversial constitutional cases that the court hears, famously on gay rights, among many other things. And if President Trump can name a replacement for him on the court, the balance of power might shift decisively to the right. So current rumors that he's contemplating retirement raise excitement among conservatives and trepidation among liberals. Here to talk with us about Justice Kennedy's possible retirement and what the court's going to be facing as Justice Gorsuch joins is our own Greg Storr, our Bloomberg Law co-host and Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter. Greg, what are you hearing about Justice Kennedy?
Well, I've been spending some time talking to some former law clerks, and there's definitely a difference of opinion as to whether he will retire at the end of this year. It is certainly at least a possibility that those of us who care about the court are going to have to watch for. There are a few signs. He's scheduled his law clerk reunion a year earlier than he normally would, and in the very end, at the very end of the term. So it's at least possible that that reunion, the last weekend of June, will be right around the time he makes an announcement. I don't know for sure, but I'm certainly going to be paying attention.
Yes, you are, and so are we. But Kennedy is the most important person on that court because he has been he is the swing vote, and he's certainly back in that position now. Would he want to give up that power?
Yeah, that's a real question, June. And for those people who say, no, I don't think he's going to retire, that's one of the biggest things that they point to. He has been, since 2006, the most important justice on this court, the swing justice on so many issues. And if Justice Gorsuch is anything like what everyone is expecting he will be, Justice Kennedy will stay right in the middle of the court. And so when the court takes up cases involving Trump's travel ban, voter ID laws, religious rights and gay rights, there's a good chance he will be right in the middle again, and he may not want to give that up just yet.
Well, speaking of Justice Gorsuch, we call him that now as he's going to be on the court. He's going to start very soon hearing cases. Next week he'll hear some. What's on the docket for Justice Gorsuch and the rest of the justices to hear as he takes the bench?
Yeah, he's had an awful lot to learn in the past week. Just one on Monday. They have seven cases next week, three of them on Monday. The biggest one that he's going to hear is a church-state case that has to do with a Missouri funding program for playgrounds. And Missouri said that according to our Constitution, we can't give the money to a church that wanted this money for resurfacing playgrounds. And so everybody's going to be watching to see what sorts of questions we get from Justice Gorsuch and any indications about what type of justice he's going to be.
Greg, Neil Gorsuch attended his first conference today of the Supreme Court. Explain what happens there and when we'll learn some of what happened.
Yeah, that's a private conference, and for all I know, it's still going on right now. It's something that only the justices attend. They do things like decide whether they're going to take up new cases. They talk about which opinions are ready to be issued. There are some traditions there that will affect Justice Gorsuch very much, namely that the junior justice, which has been Justice Kagan and now is Justice Gorsuch, is the one who's in charge of answering the door at that conference because nobody else is allowed in. So if somebody knocks on the door to bring something to a justice, Justice Gorsuch has to stand up and open the door, and he's also going to be in charge of keeping records of what they decide at those conferences.
I remember that Justice Breyer often talked about how long he was the person, the junior person, answering that door, but that Kagan didn't last too long.
No, not quite as long. Justice Breyer did set the record. And I was just going to say, to answer the rest of your question, we will that conference today will produce a list of orders that we'll get Monday morning at 9:30 that will be mostly decisions on whether or not to take up new cases. And those may give us some concrete indications of how Justice Gorsuch is voting on things, because we may see in there that he is either voted or not voted to take certain cases.
Greg, we got about 30 seconds left, but are there any 4-4 splits in any cases that he's going to be the deciding vote on?
It's a good question. We don't know yet, and we may find out even as early as today. There are a bunch of candidates. There's a case involving suits against banks alleging predatory lending by the city of Miami. There's a redistricting case. Both of those are candidates, but we won't know that until we actually get the court saying that we want to hear a new round of argument with Justice Gorsuch.
Well, thank you, Greg. That's Greg Storr, our Bloomberg Law co-host and the Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter telling us about what's going to happen with Justice Kennedy and Justice Gorsuch, and we don't really know.